good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Tuesday, February the 9th, 2016, 1:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's been a very interesting program so far. And I hope it's going to be a very interesting program as we go out here today, because we have a gentleman on the line. Of course, as many people know, we run Classic Championship Wrestling around here, and currently in studio with us, as well as myself today, is our president of Classic Championship Wrestling, Sean Kraft. Sean, how are you?
Yes, doing good.
And we hope to come back with a live event here in the Marion area in April. But a gentleman who quite possibly could be on his way to Classic Championship Wrestling, which we are not really sure of, that's why we're going to have him on the line today, is the self-proclaimed greatest promoter in the history of professional wrestling. He had a stint in WCW, a stint with the WWE, and has been in a whole lot of other wrestling promotions all around this country. He is the Colonel, Robert Parker. Colonel Parker, how are you?
I'm doing very good. How are you doing up there? Are you cold today?
It is cold up here today.
Well, you know what? I'm in a little better climate. I'm down here in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm promoting a great star today in Donald Trump. I'm a person that's very involved in his campaign. I'm down here today campaigning. It's very nice to be talking to you up in Marion.
Colonel Parker is affiliated with Donald Trump. I did not know this.
You know what? I will have to tell you. I'm also a very good friend of Bill Clinton's. That you know, Bill Clinton and I date some of the same girls.
Well, you are a Southern gentleman, if nothing else can be said.
Well, thank you very much for that. You know the ZZ Top song, they wrote that they're not, especially for me, World's Gone Crazy for a Sharp Dressed Man. You've heard that, haven't you? I know you're a radio man. You've surely heard a lot of that music.
I haven't. And I do want to let people know, for people who maybe have not seen the Colonel, you're a very traditional gentleman. You have sometimes a white suit, sometimes a gray suit. You have the bolo ties. You are a true Southern gentleman.
Well, thank you very much for that. You know, some people seem to think that I copy the Colonel Sanders and the fried chicken business. I had a lot of trouble with that when I was working for WCW. Folks are coming around bringing KFC buckets and everything around thinking it's going to upset me. I think Colonel Parker got his didn't get his name from Sanders. I think Sanders got it from me, that I'm an original. I don't know about that phony baloney there, Colonel Sanders, but I'm the real deal. Oxford, Mississippi is my home, and, you know, I was Southern born, Southern bred, and when I die, Scott, I'll be Southern dead.
Well, Colonel, I have to ask you, because a lot of remarks have been made about your money and what kind of home you have, that you're a very rich man and you've been known to spread the money around. How much money does Colonel Parker have?
You know, like Donald Trump, you know, Donald doesn't have a problem telling you that he finances his own campaign and how much money he's got and everything. You know, one of these days, me and Donald are going to have to come down to Marion together and just throw a big bash for everybody. We'll show you how to do it, and I'll show you about some money, Scott.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it. Now, Colonel, you have made your career on being the greatest promoter in wrestling history. Now, how did you get that moniker?
Well, you know, if you just follow my career as far as working with WCW, I was there with WCW. I started off with Sid Vicious. Of course, everybody knows there was nobody bigger in name and bigger in size, stronger than Sid Vicious, and I moved from Sid Vicious to taking on the management or the promotion of Steve Austin, and I still do work with Steve Austin today. You know, he's retired from wrestling, but we still do a lot of programs together and a lot of things together. Still great friends. Of course, I had everybody from Mick Foley, or the people some people know as Cactus Jack, and of course I have a Bunkhouse Buck that I brought in, and Arn Anderson that I gave his name to him, and there's just so many men that I have touched on in my career that that I'm just very, very proud of the wrestling part of my career. But, you know, I do promotions other than wrestling and all over. But one thing, I have one thing I'm very popular for, that my great uncle, Colonel Tom Parker, and, you know, he managed or promoted Elvis Presley. And he lived until his death some time ago in Las Vegas, Nevada, on the penthouse floor of the Caesar's Palace. And so that is still available to me, and when I go there, I stay there, and I'm very close to the mayor and the city council, and I have a job there that I do for them occasionally, that I monitor Elvis impersonators. And you know, Las Vegas, Nevada is full of Elvis impersonators. Anybody that's ever been there knows that. And that one thing I can say is if I get an impersonator trying to talk about my good friend Elvis Presley and doing a poor job of impersonating him, I fire him immediately. And the city council there of Las Vegas allows me to do that. So what I am is a person that can find out whether you got the credentials and whether you don't. And if you don't, then I move you out. I'm very, very proud of that because I love Las Vegas. I like to get out there and get with those folks. It's a lot of fun.
Colonel, you sound a little mafia-like. You just move them out, huh?
Yes, I do. And besides that, I want to make a point to you here, Scott, if I can. I'm going to be up in Marion on Saturday. And the reason I'm coming up there is there's some talk about this boy you have up there working for you, calling himself Bobo Brazil's son. I think he even calls himself by Junior. And I just want to... I'm coming up there because I got some credentials that say that this is not so. And that just like I fire an Elvis impersonator for impersonating Elvis and doing a poor job of it, if I had an Elvis impersonator in Las Vegas, Nevada, tell me he was the son of Elvis Presley, firing him wouldn't be good enough. I'd put my number 12 boot right up his hind end. And I can tell you this, I get very perturbed when I hear about a Hall of Fame wrestler, and I take it very dear, the Hall of Fame of professional wrestling, and here comes this lad saying that he's a son of his, and I don't believe he is. And I'm going to come up there, and I'm going to do my very best to prove it. If I get the opportunity to prove it there Saturday, I'll do it Saturday, and if not, I'll work on it till I expose him.
Now, wait a second, Colonel. I'm kind of taken aback here. Are you saying the heavyweight champion of Classic Championship Wrestling, Bobo Brazil Jr., who has been here in this organization for more than 3 years, is a fraud, that he is not the son of Bobo Brazil?
I'm very sad to say this to you. If you've hired this man and if what you've done is you paid him thinking he's Bobo Brazil's son, I can tell you I know that he is not Bobo Brazil's son, and I will go to any length to prove it. Now there's a lot of ways to do it. That, you know, I can get you to promote me on your next program. I will be there face to face with him. I will bring a friend detective of mine from your area there with a lie detector machine, and we'll hook him up to it right there in the ring, and I'll prove it to everybody and all the audience that he's not, because something happens to a man when he's hooked up to a lie detector machine, and he said he knows that he lied. He starts to sweat. He starts to get nervous. He starts to shake. And sometimes he can't even control himself at all. And I love to see that happen because I got no use for a lie, Scott.
Colonel Parker, why would you be making an assertion like this? I mean, Bobo Brazil Jr., he's beloved by the fans. People in this area love him. He's a good guy. I don't know why he would lie about this. Why are you bringing this up? This is a horrible thing to do.
Goodness, you know what? It's one thing to be a liar, and it's another thing to be a real good liar. And I guess apparently he studied it pretty well, and he's got all these people thinking that he's something that he's not, and I'm going to enjoy it very much. Another way that I can find out for him, I can run a blood test on him. And what I was thinking, I got my own idea of a blood test that I'm going to come up there and I'm going to scout around that area for talent myself on Saturday. And if I'm unable to find what I need there, then I'll scrape it up someplace. Somebody come in and run a real good blood test on that boy. And I hope you know what I'm talking about.
I think I do, but why don't you tell me? Because it doesn't sound very pleasant for Bobo Brazil Jr.'s future.
No, and I can tell you, when you rile me up, and that's what he's done, he's got on the bad side of me because I do not deal well with lies. And I must say, I have a great deal of respect for Bobo Brazil himself. I don't want Bobo Brazil to be laying in his grave and turned over on his face because he's had to deal with this boy walking around saying that he's a relative of his, let alone a son, and getting away with it. Then I'm going to see it doesn't happen. Hall of Fame, whether it's a football player, wrestler, baseball player, it's very dear to my heart. And I'm going to expose that boy. I got credentials. I can prove that he is not Bobo Brazil's son.
Now, wait a second, Colonel. Now, we gotta sort this all out. So you're saying you're coming to Marion, Ohio on this Saturday, February the 13th?
That's correct. That's correct. I will be there. I'll be there all day long. I'll be at your mall. You have a major mall there. What's the name of it?
We have the Marion Center Mall here where the radio station is.
That's exactly right. I'm going to be at the Marion Center Mall. I'm hoping to see a bunch of your fine folks there. You know, one thing, when I cross that Mason-Dixon and I leave 60 degrees in the wintertime, a fine blue sky day, and get up to Ohio and it's down around zero, I get off that airplane and I say, what in the world am I doing here? Unless I have an opportunity to meet some fine folks that, you know, everybody loves to shake the colonel's hand, and I'll be glad to get there and shake a lot of those folks in Ohio's hand, and particularly there at the mall in Marion.
Well, I do want to let people know that I guess Colonel Robert Parker will be here in the Marion Center Mall from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. this coming Saturday, February the 13th. Come by and say hello, and the Colonel will be live on radio that night from 7:10 till 8 p.m., so you'll have to listen to that Saturday night. Now, I do want to bring him in here, the president of Classic Championship Wrestling, Sean Kraft. Sean, the Colonel has just said that your heavyweight champion, Bobo Brazil Jr., is a fraud. What would you like to say to the Colonel?
I don't know how you're going to prove that, I guess.
I just told you, if you're listening to the radio show that we're having right now, I told you what I'm going to do. I'll do anything I need to do. Like I said, I'll have a lie detector test run on him. I got papers here that says that he's not, and I'm going to produce those to you when I get there. But I also, like I said, it comes right down to it, and there's no other way to get to the bottom of the line. I'm going to take a blood test on him, and I'll see that it's done personally.
What do you think, Sean?
Well, I don't know.
You're coming here to scout talent, Colonel, this coming Saturday? What, you know, you spread that money around and you come up with some pretty evil guys. Bobo Brazil Jr. might have never faced a challenge like this.
You can bet he hadn't. You can bet he hadn't. You know, when he hears this radio program, first thing he's going to do is find him a big old hole and climb right in it. I'll tell you what, Sean, I'm not so sure that you're going to have a champion anymore there, because I can see him running for cover. If I was him, I'd run for cover, because nobody messes with Colonel Robert Parker.
Now, Colonel, do you, to me this seems a little foggy, and I hate to say that, but as a journalist, this seems a little foggy. You're questioning a man's birthright. Do you really have your hands on that world title? Is that really what this is about, that heavyweight championship? Is that really what you're working at here, greatest promoter on the face of God's green earth?
There's never been a time that I've gotten myself involved in anything, anywhere, that I didn't come out 100% on top, Scott. Now, that's bad news for your promoter up there, because I know if he's been promoting a person he figures is a great star, the son of the great Bobo Brazil, then he's got to know that he's in trouble as well as Bobo Jr., because I'm gonna let everybody know the truth. That's why I'm coming there, and that's what I'm gonna get done.
And you're gonna spread that money around. I can feel it already.
You know what? You sound like a man, Scott, that really knows what it means to be a little money hungry. That, you know, I'm all right to feed you a little bit too when I get there, son.
Well, hey, folks, this is going to be a tremendous event. The legendary Colonel Robert Parker will be at the WWGH Studios in the Marion Center Mall this coming Saturday, February the 13th, the night before Valentine's Day. He'll be here from 2 p.m. in the afternoon till 8 p.m. at night, and we will have a special live broadcast with the Colonel in studio from 7:10 till 8 p.m. that night. Oh, Colonel, I can smell the chicken already.
Well, you know what? The only one in Marion, Ohio, I have bad feelings about is that boy that's imposter, that boy that's going around telling everybody he's Bobo's son. But everybody else, I look forward to shaking their hand and seeing them there, and the more the merrier.
Colonel, leave a little message for Bobo, because I'm not sure, you know, he might show up in the studio on Saturday. Do you have security? Because he might do a number on you.
I'd love to see him try to put his hands on me. You know, no man alive is able to soil the collar of my suit. That I never would allow any man to put his filthy hands on me. And it'd be the worst day he ever had in all his life, he decided. I expect after what he's heard me say today, he'll be heading for cover.
It's going to be very interesting. Colonel Robert Parker on his way to Marion. Thank you, Colonel.
Yes, sir, and I enjoyed speaking with you, Scott.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Colonel Robert Parker, what kind of an assertion was that, Sean Kraft?
Oh, I don't know. That's not, no,
Bobo Brazil Jr. is not the son of Bobo Brazil?
He says he's going to prove it, Ty.
How is he going to prove that?
Blood work. Or lie detector test.
The Colonel's nuts.
Oh, I'm telling you, he has the money. And he has the people.
He does have the money. He does have the people. Are you going to... Did he slip you some money to get on here on Saturday?
Oh, no, he didn't.
Are you sure?
Oh, no.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
He's a very rich man.
Yes.
The nephew of Colonel Tom Parker.
Yeah.
And well, that'll be Saturday, February the 13th, right here in the WWGH studio.
You definitely don't want to miss this.
And this is a big, strapping man.
He is.
And he's the Colonel.
He's the Colonel. We're
and
gonna,
he'll be here.
KFC bucket for him.
Well, do you think he could put... I mean, Bobo Brazil has had a lot of challenges over the years, from Ox Baker to the Butcher Beast to all these gentlemen. Do you think the Colonel could be the guy who finally puts the nail in the coffin?
He could be, but I think I'm going to go over to KFC and go get a bucket of chicken for him.
He's not going to like that.
I know.
He might put a beating on you. He's a fine Southern gentleman, as
I
you know.
I know, right?
I wonder what people think about this hour of radio after that last hour of radio.
I think I think people will be interested to meet this guy.
Oh, and he'll be here Saturday. Now, before you part ways on this day, because we only have about 25 minutes left in this program, what's your take on today's program, since it's been absolutely bizarre and strange and confusing? What's your take?
I think it was interesting.
And what's your take on that first hour?
Oh, the first hour?
There's not much you can say about the Colonel. You just got to let that go.
Yeah.
So what's your take on the first hour?
The first hour, it was definitely interesting.
It was something.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
So what's your take on our good friend Spencer?
I hope he realizes that our station is good.
Well, I'm glad
we have a lot of people out there who supports us, and hopefully he was listening to that.
So how do you feel about those 2 days of conversations?
Oh, definitely. I don't think it should happen that way. I think it, but, you know, that's what it is, I guess. I don't know what else to say.
Well, I guess, what did you feel about the negative remarks about the...
Oh, definitely, that was nonsense. It was not good to criticize.
I don't know that we have many criticisms to be had here, do you?
Mm-mm. No, I think everything goes well here.
We could invite Spencer to call back in. Maybe he's still out there listening. Maybe we get the Colonel to spread some money around old Spencer. He's got some time on his hands, from what I understand. What do you think?
Good. He good.
I like him.
Yeah. Well, maybe he'll come in the studio sometime.
I invited him. Yep. Did I not invite the man to the studio?
Yeah.
I know the listeners would love that.
Oh, yes. Maybe he will. Maybe we'll. Maybe he'll come in someday.
Is he making a run for office again?
I never know.
I don't know what he's doing now.
Well, hopefully...
We're too busy talking about us. We have no time to ask him what he's doing.
Yeah.
Who knows what he's doing?
Well, maybe he will. Maybe we can book him to come in someday. If he's out there listening, email us. Let us know what day you want to come in.
You know, here's the problem. I don't really know how to unban somebody on Facebook. I'm not really sure how I banned anybody, to be honest with you. I'm not sure how that whole project went down.
Oh.
I think I just clicked a button.
Well.
So this might be a long-term event.
Yeah.
But that's all you have to say.
Yeah, I think everything definitely was confusing, but onward and upward.
Now, what were you confused about?
I just, not confused, I should say it was just bizarre. I'll put it that way. But I have to run.
Okay.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Well, thank you very much, and have a good day.
Have a good day. Remember, folks, the announcement was made today that Colonel Robert Parker will be at the WWGH studios this coming Saturday, February... What in the world is that? February the 13th, he will be here 2 p.m. in the afternoon until 8 p.m. at night, and he will be live on the radio from 7:10 until 8 p.m., so that is going to be a lot of fun. Holy moly, you never know what's going to happen here on WWGH Radio. And the Colonel, to make that kind of remark toward Bobo Brazil Jr., that is very shocking. But you know what else is shocking? The New Hampshire primary, which is going on tonight, going on today. And there's a lot of questions to be asked and answered as far as that goes, if you ask me. Bernie Sanders has a tremendous lead on Hillary Clinton. There was a story that came out yesterday that Hillary Clinton's campaign is somewhat in disarray, although she denied that her campaign was in disarray. But people feel she might lose in double digits tonight. Donald Trump is still leading on his side, but he's making comments like crazy. A lot of people are calling Marco Rubio a robot. I don't know. What do you think? Give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring and we'll get you up on the air and talk about whatever you would like. Certainly the New Hampshire primaries are on people's mind at this point, and that is a very interesting topic, and that's the way it goes. Remember to check out the new website, though, WWGH1071.com. All kinds of new stuff there, archive shows, schedules, programs, WWGH1071.com. And you can also find us on Facebook, as you know. Boy, we talk about the Facebook. WWGH Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, and click like for exclusive content. That's all you have to do. Okay, where are my listeners from hour number one with their thoughts on what's going on? We'd love to hear from you, 740-383-9944. I've got about 24 minutes to kill here. We certainly don't have to talk about the Colonel, but it'd be great to talk about what happened before that with Spencer, or we can talk about what went on politically, or is going on politically tonight. And you see, I think this is kind of the point. And correct me if I'm wrong out there if you're listening. 740-383-9944. It's a call-in show, which we do here. And as long as you are not in the realm of breaking the rules of the FCC, we'll put you on the air. Because hopefully, maybe, it's interesting. Hopefully, it's entertaining. Because this is the society we live in now. We all love Donald Trump. We all love Donald Trump. Donald Trump leads the polls, and anytime he takes a dig at somebody, we love him taking that dig. We enjoy having that happen, and that's how it goes, I guess. So maybe today was entertaining. Maybe today was good for the radio station. Maybe that's how things need to be. Maybe it's a whole new format. Not likely. Tomorrow, though, I forgot about this. Tomorrow we have the Faye Bank Charlie Evers Show from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. But then at 12 noon tomorrow, 12:10 to 1 p.m., we have Wanda Clark, who was Lucille Ball's I Love Lucy's secretary. So Lucille Ball, I Love Lucy's secretary, Wanda Clark, on tomorrow from 12:10 to 1 p.m. on this program. And don't forget, Colonel Robert Parker, your WGH studio, this coming Saturday, February the 13th, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. here in the Marion Center Mall. So come over and say hello and visit with the Colonel. I wonder if Sean's still listening in his car. He can call in and tell us what he thinks is going to happen in the primary, since we didn't get to that today. We were going to get to that in the first hour, and we didn't get to that. So if he's still out there listening, he can call in and give us his prediction. Will it be Hillary tonight? Will it be Bernie tonight? Is it going to be Trump? Is Kasich going to come up? He was polling at 10%, I saw last night. What's your feeling out there? Anybody out there listening, who's going to win the New Hampshire primary tonight? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call and we'll get you up on the air. We're going to be right back after this quick word. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Everybody's talking about Now with Scott Spears, Monday through 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, from legendary comedian Kay Ballard performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the Tomb of King Tut, there's a Chuck Full of Nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the Styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised a wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
Well, what would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake, Scott? Oh, it's naughty, but it certainly fulfills a certain catty side of all of us. Oh, good Lord. When you think of the gossip sessions you've had with friends over the years, it's wonderful. Yeah. It's like putting your hands in front of a lovely fire.
I will do
anything you want, Scott. You know I enjoy being on your show. Because well, just let me talking and I keep going.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Join me.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday, February the 9th, 2016, 1:41, coming up on 1:42 Eastern Standard Time. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, if you'd like to call in and give a comment on anything. Going to get into some news stories here. Now, these are not local, just some funny news stories, maybe to lighten up this interesting day. This comes from Marion Oaks, Florida. Authorities in Florida released surveillance footage of a suspect wearing a bizarre disguise while committing a robbery alongside a second masked man. The Marion County Sheriff's Office said two men, one wearing a bizarre disguise and the other masking his face with a baseball cap and what appears to be a black scarf, stopped workers from the Family Dollar in Marion Oaks from leaving the parking lot after closing about 11:50 p.m. Wednesday. The strangely clad man, who was armed with a gun, appeared to be wearing glasses or goggles over his full face disguise, which resembled a gas mask. The men forced the clerks back into the store to commit the robbery, the sheriff's office said. Detectives are hoping members of the public can identify the suspects from their unusual clothes. So I guess in Marion Oaks, Florida, if you see a guy walking around with a disguise that looks like a gas mask, call the authorities. Okay, let's try another funny story here. This one comes from Anchorage, Alaska. The owner of an Alaska chiropractic clinic, I think I got it, shared a photo she alleges to show a 6-year-old McDonald's Happy Meal that shows no outward signs of aging. Jennifer Lovedahl, owner of Balanced Health Chiropractic in Anchorage, shared photos on Facebook showing the receipt for the Happy Meal she purchased January 8th, 2010, alongside the chicken nuggets and French fries from the 6-year-old meal. The fries and nuggets appear slightly discolored, but show no signs of mold, rot, or decomposition. It's been 6 years since I bought this Happy Meal at McDonald's, Love Doll wrote. It's been sitting at our office this whole time and has not rotted, molded, or decomposed at all. It smells only of cardboard. We did this experiment to show our patients how unhealthy this food is, especially for our growing children. There are so many chemicals in this food. Choose real food. Apples, bananas, carrots, celery. Those are real fast food. Love Doll theorized that the box will decompose before the food does. The facts section on McDonald's website offers a potential explanation for the phenomenon. Food needs moisture in the air for mold to form. Without it, food will simply dry out, sort of like bread left out on a counter overnight to make croutons for stuffing, the website states. You might have seen experiments which seem to show no composition in our food. Most likely, this is because the food has dehydrated before any visible dehydration or deterioration could occur. Well, isn't that interesting? What do you think? Do you think that McDonald's is in the right there? Or do you think that possibly do you think that possibly the chiropractor was out to get him? 740-383-9944. That is quite interesting. Let's see if there's another interesting story on here. Funny story. Having some funny stories today. Okay, this one comes from Washington. A lawyer in Washington, D.C. has received dozens of accidental texts from people seeking a coupon for a free Chipotle burrito. Hank Levine's daughter-in-law, Dori Levine, shared a photo of several texts from people attempting to acquire a coupon for a free Chipotle burrito. My father-in-law's cell is blowing up with people thinking they're getting free Chipotle, she wrote. Chipotle offered a free burrito to anyone who texted RAINCHECK to the number 888-222 as compensation after the fast-service Mexican restaurant closed on Monday for a meeting regarding the recent E. coli outbreak. The confusion occurred as some texters accidentally added an extra 2 to the end of the number, causing them to reach Levine, who instead of the number offering the free burrito composition. It started this morning about 9 a.m. when I suddenly got a text that just said RAINCHECK, he told the Tech Insider. Curious, I wrote back with a question mark. When Levine realized the mistake, he began to inform the people texting him that they had not reached Chipotle and attempted to direct them to the correct number. After receiving about 100 texts, Levine contacted Chipotle and attempted to work out some way he could forward the request to the company in order to have them fulfilled. His daughter-in-law shared their email conversation on Twitter, which the company told them there was no need to send the text their way. You're sweet for wanting to help out our fans that texted the wrong number. There's no need to send them along. I'll get your cards out soon to you, they wrote. Levine suspects that other people with 888-222 numbers might be receiving similar texts and shares concern that hundreds of people may go without free burritos. I feel bad for Chipotle, he said. They've got all of Southern Maryland thinking I'm giving out free coupons for free burritos. Well, there you go. See the things that go on in the world? Holy moly. What would be worse than not getting your free burrito? That is just terrible. Okay, let's see if we can find some other odd news stories out there. By the way, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's see. As you search the internet here, trying to find funny news stories or funny facts or anything of that nature. Let's see here. Okay. Let's see if this is a strange story. Well, see, a lot of these have to do with pictures. So obviously, it's radio. We can't do that. But that's the way it goes, I guess. It's going to be a very interesting night tonight. You know, when I think about these primary that goes on tonight in New Hampshire, you really have to wonder, has Hillary Clinton been hurt to the point where she cannot come back? I don't know. Is Bernie Sanders really as strong as the media is portraying him? I know he was on Saturday Night Live last weekend, and he's been doing a lot of things. Is Bernie going to be the guy? And what would that say about a country that we would be willing to elect a democratic socialist? It's all very fascinating. When we get to these presidential election cycles, it is just fascinating to understand what's going on in the world. Because this year particularly, I don't know. It's just, it's different. Let's put it that way. I was trying to think of a nice adjective somewhere. It's just different how this political season is shaping up. Here we go. The Marshfield, Wisconsin. For the second time in a week, police in Wisconsin have recovered a stolen load of cheese worth tens of thousands of dollars. Marshfield Police Lieutenant Darren Larson said 41,000 pounds of Parmesan cheese worth $90,000 was stolen from a Marshfield distributor January the 15th. A semi picked up the cheese that day, but it never reached its intended destination in Illinois. Larson says investigators received a tip Thursday that the cheese was likely in Grand Chute. Police in Grand Chute found the entire shipment intact. It had already been unloaded in a warehouse. On Monday, police in Germantown said $70,000 worth of cheddar and other cheeses stolen from a distribution center there last week had been recovered in Milwaukee on Friday. Police haven't said whether the cases are connected. Holy mackerel! Be on the lookout for the stolen cheese. Who knew cheese could be so expensive? Okay, this is a story is going to Germany. Partygoers are being warned not to wear a brand of grotesque false teeth after a retailer discovered the product may be extremely hard to remove. The Swiss-based Manor chain markets rotten teeth as a movie-quality costume accessory advertised with slogan, "Stay put teeth will fit exactly in your mouth." This catchphrase proved to be too true, and Manor was forced to issue a product recall after learning that users might not be able to remove them. The teeth are aimed at costume-wearing revelers, attending the annual carnival season held in Europe's German-speaking countries. The festivities reached their peak in February. Manor has sold more than 480 rotten teeth in Switzerland. They retail around $10. The firm has called at least 48 known customers to warn them immediately, spokeswoman Eli Steinbacher told NBC News. According to Swiss authorities, Manor informed officials in Basel that one person was not able to remove the rotten teeth independently, triggering the recall. The product is also available in Germany, where product wholesaler Rubies is based. No recall has been issued there yet. We have sold several thousand of these articles over the past years and never had a problem, a spokesperson for Rubies said. The product was tested under European Union norms. So see, you try to have fun, you try to get a pair of fake decomposing teeth, and look what happens. You get into trouble. By the way, nobody answered the trivia question yesterday, and I thought I still had that written down here. Where did that get off to? Hold on a second. Well, apparently it may have gotten far away. But it was about New Carlisle, Ohio. Plunkett. The last the question was, what did the man Plunkett invent in 1938 in New Carlisle, Ohio? You'll get $10 to Rosa and Rocco's if you can answer that question. What did a man with the last name of Plunkett invent in 1938 in New Carlisle, Ohio? I had no idea this was invented in New Carlisle, Ohio. But if you can answer the question and tell me what was invented. Roy J. Plunkett. What did Roy J. Plunkett invent in 1938 in New Carlisle, Ohio? If you can tell me that, it's something we all use to this day, we'll give you $10 to Rosa and Rocco. 740-383-9944. Just give us a ring. And don't forget that the New Hampshire primary is tonight. We'll find out if Bernie strikes a chord with people, if Trump can hold on to his people. And also don't forget that Colonel Robert Parker from WCW and WWE will be here in the WWGH studios, a lot of W's there, this coming Saturday, February the 13th, from 2 p.m. in the afternoon till 8 p.m. at night, with a special live on-air broadcast from 7:10 until 8 p.m. The WWGH studios are located in the Marion Center Mall, where Bonworth and the Toggery used to be, right across from the play place here in the center of the mall. So, just come out and see the Colonel on Saturday. Bring him some KFC, because we all know he loves that Kentucky Fried Chicken. Again, the trivia question, what did Roy J. Plunkett invent in 1938 in New Carlisle, Ohio? You'll get $10 to Rosa and Rocca's if you can tell me the answer to that. And again, the new website, www.wwgh1071.com, with all kinds of stuff on it. Schedules, show archives, things to see, pictures. Head on over to the website, www.wwgh1071.com. Okay, maybe we can find one more strange news story here, since nobody can tell me what Roy J. Plunkett invented in New Carlisle, Ohio in 1938. But if that does come to you, give me a call, 740-383-9944, and we will get you up on the air. Okay, here's another story from Voorhees, New Jersey. Twin sisters in New Jersey have given birth to girls just minutes apart at the same hospital. WPVI-TV reports that Stephanie Eddington and Nicole Montgomery delivered their daughters, Cora and Louisa, 6 minutes apart on Monday afternoon at Virtua Hospital in Voorhees. Eddington says she and her sister were both due to deliver their children on Friday, but Eddington was told to go to the hospital for labor when she was at a doctor's appointment. Eddington says that as she was on her way to the hospital with her husband, she got a call saying Montgomery was on her way there too. The twins say they were both born 3 minutes apart. How interesting is that? You know, strange things happen all over the world every day, and we're too busy talking about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton to pay attention to these things going on. Here's another one. This is from Olympia, Washington. A man who was found not guilty of his wife's death by reason of mental insanity will not get in under a judge's ruling. The Olympian reports a judge ruled January 22nd that the state's slayer law says that killers cannot profit from their victims' deaths applies to Robert Lewis Selland, a patient at Westland State Hospital. Selland stabbed his wife, Carol Selland, to death in 2011. Cheryl Gasick pushed to make sure her sister's killer didn't get the $21,000 she'd paid into her pension as a state employee. The state had asked where to put the funds. Gasick says as a primary beneficiary, she'll give the money to her sister's three adult children. State senators have unanimously sent a bill clarifying the Slayer Law to the House. Well, it's nice to know that if you murder somebody, that you can't collect on their pension. Although, I'm not sure what you would do with $21,000 in the clink, the slammer, the prison. Hard to tell, but these are the type of news stories that go on every day. Again, I hope you've enjoyed the program today. Kind of unique radio, but fun radio. Remember, Colonel Robert Parker from WCW and WWE live in the WWGH studios this coming Saturday, February the 13th, from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. with a special live radio broadcast from 7:10 until 8 p.m. You're not going to want to miss that, and we're located in the Marion Center Mall, right across from the play place where the Toggery and Bonworth used to be. But for now, this is Scott Spears, heading for the dugout. Stay tuned for more programming. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.